In Albany, the battle continues over the state budget. De Blasio's push to fund universal citywide pre-K with a tax increase on the wealthy continues, but Governor Cuomo and state Republicans both oppose the tax hike. Negotiators are expected to determine how much to devote from existing state funds. Hundreds of parents and activists filled the hallways and stairways outside Governor Cuomo's office on Thursday. They went to Albany to call for better funding for education, a permanent ban on hydraulic fracturing for natural gas, and an end to tax breaks for the rich. They chanted, "Hey Governor 1%, who do you represent?" right outside his office, showing that the Occupy movement in Albany is very much alive. Sequoia is from New York City. She has 8 children and 3 grandchildren. She does a mic check standing outside the governor's office where she says high-quality education is a right for all.
Not some of us! All of us!
All of us!
Not the 1%!
Not the 1%!
I'll say it again!
Not the
1%!
Not the 1%!
The 99% of us!
99% of us!
State leaders hope to make all their budget decisions during closed-door negotiations in the coming day, but they were sure to hear the voices of protesters outside the closed doors. Jessica Wisniewski is with the grassroots group Citizens Action New York.
The two leaders of the New York State Senate, Jeff Klein and Dean Skillos, independent Democrat and Republican, Speaker Sheldon Silver and Governor Cuomo, went into their closed-door negotiations in the governor's office. As we were outside rallying for no tax cuts for the rich and full funding of public schools, and funding for the DREAM Act and many other social programs that are being cut. And so I hear that they could hear us chanting behind those closed doors, which is exactly what we wanted them to hear as they were making critical decisions for the people who are there whose lives are deeply affected.
A line of about a dozen troopers slowly worked their way down the hallway outside the governor's office, lifting seated demonstrators, handcuffing them, and taking them away. In all, 59 people were arrested and then released. On a bus returning from Albany to the city, Justin Wiedes, co-principal of the Paul Robeson School, said demonstrators felt energized.
We took arrest today in order to show how serious we are about saying to the governor and to the legislature that the voices of regular working people need to be heard as we put together this budget, and that Albany must serve all of us, not just the 1%, not just the rich and the wealthy.
More than 15 groups were involved in the Albany protest. The Cuomo administration's proposed tax breaks for big banks and the rich and limited education funding in the proposed budget were the catalysts for the demonstration. Many thanks to Stephen Pampanella, who provided sound from the rally in Albany. If you'd like to help with news production from a rally or event you're attending, email me, linda@wbai.org. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.